can't help him, but I told him maybe you could. And I said, yeah. I said, are you Elizabeth and Ronald's son from Raleigh? He said, yes, ma'am, how'd you know? And he said, get a word in Raleigh about what happened down here. Not a word.
Wow.
And he said, I said, well, I'll find Annie. So he said, I got my pickup truck, and here I am. But I can't remember if Alice and Uncle Harold live. I said, son, right over there in that White House. I said, if the phones were working, I'd call them. But no. I said, you just go over there. And I said, keep beating on the door until they come. But he, bless his heart, he had come all the way from Raleigh because they could not get word.
Do y'all ever talk about Hazel anymore?
Yeah.
Or does it seem like just another...
No, we talk about it once in a while. And it's amazing that sometime we say, do you remember so-and-so? And I'll say, no, I don't remember that. And then they'll tell me, and I'll say, well, it did, didn't it? You know, it's right. Nutty. That's been a long time ago. Do you realize how long? 54, 64, 74, 84, 94. That's been over 40 45. Years. Yeah.
That's right.
But it's just, it's eerie. But there's so many of us that are not here anymore.
Right.
See, my husband's gone. Dorothy's husband's gone. Merritt's still here. Merritt Moore and I are the only people that ever ran a swim house still alive. They're all gone but Merritt and me.
Southport doesn't have any more shrimp houses.
Well, in a way. They use one down here.
But it's not...
like it used to be.
What happened to the shrimping business?
I don't know, except that the older people like my husband, well, of course he wasn't old, but the other everybody else, just one by one, they died. Bill died, Winey died, Charles died, Charlie died, Andy died. Little Louis just died 2 years ago. They're just gone. The Fodells are all gone. But they went back to Boston where they came from. But they're all dead. We kept up with them for a long time. I hadn't thought about that. They're all gone. I did know that Merritt were the only two that ever ran a shrimp house because I did run hours. So I would say that when Dallas's health got so bad, I did run it and had been for the longest kind of time.
What's that mean when you say run it? What's that mean?
I took care of the business. Now, I couldn't fix boats or anything, but see, we sold our last boat in 17. That sticks in my mind, but I know I didn't start the shell shop till 1977. But I guess it was 70 we sold the last boat, and then we just ran the marina. We sold diesel fuel and gasoline, and we rented all the slips. We had it changed into my name. It was the Little Lakes Pig Marina Incorporated. Actually, it wasn't incorporated till after Dallas died. Because before he died, the Christmas before he died, he said, there are two things I want us to do after Christmas. I said, what? He said, I want you to incorporate the business, and I want to wrap the house up. You don't know what that means, do you?
Pay off the mortgage? What do you mean? Pay off the...
Vinyl siding.
Vinyl siding. Wrap it up.
He said, I want you to incorporate the business, and I want to wrap the house up. But we had already been down and looked at some of the houses that had vinyl. We were constantly painting. You can't keep a house painted on here. To save your life. You know that from where you came from. And I have never regretted doing it. So after he died on the 6th of January, I did exactly what he said. I incorporated the business, and I had the house wrapped up. And they put these windows in. Seaboard in Wilmington put them in here. And I've never called them yet, but they didn't come back if anything happens. They still come.
Well.
But I don't ever open them anymore. I don't ever open them winter or summer. I keep the air going in the summer and the heat going in the winter. I don't think there's a window in my house you can open. And I've got storm windows at all of them. So it's pretty tight.
Thank you very much.
Well, you are certainly welcome. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I learned a lot.
Well, I hope you did. I ramble a lot, and I've never been at a loss for words.
We historians don't call it rambling. We call it the well, passing of knowledge. And
okay. Well, thank you very much.
We wanted.
I didn't get to college,
wisdom,
and you did.
Wisdom.
So you know these big words.